10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Which offers preschool at no cost to children from low-income families.
Program violations from MSCS forced the Head Start grant up for bid in 2024. Porter Leith and the school district said in separate statements Monday that they were committed to working together to transition the program, which is set to begin under Porter Leith in just 2 weeks for the first day of school. Registration information for families is available online at porterleith.org/headstart.
The American Athletic Conference is rebranding, including a preferred name change. The league's new name, as it announced on Monday, is American Conference. It's also transitioning away from its frequently used acronym, AAC. The American Conference also introduced a mascot named Soar the Eagle, which it said is a multi-platform brand symbol designed to personify its value and story, with the name evoking upward flight and aspiration aligned with its rally call of Built to Rise. For Tim Buckley, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Happy, happy, happy to everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice. Hey, I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin, and this show is live right on 91.7 WYXR. Listen, the best radio station this side of heaven in Crosstown Concourse. And I tell you, each and every Wednesday at noon, you can believe that I am going to have conversations with amazing people right here in the city of Memphis that's doing absolutely incredible things. And today is none other than an amazing woman that is really, truly doing a lot of the work. You know, a lot of times we as women of faith, we're always looking for ways to get inspired, ways to shift, ways to find some things to do fun. And last year, y'all, last year I had an opportunity to be a part of something that was truly a movement. And this visionary that's with me on today, she is a proud visionary of the Christian Women's Expo. And her name is the one, the only lady, Jennifer Williams. Hey, honey, how are you?
Hello, Miss Talisa. Thank you so much for having me. It's certainly an honor to be here.
Hey, I'm excited to have you. And of course, you know, I always tell you every time, oh my God, last year was just super fantastic. It was so great. It was the layup and the lineup and the entertainment. I mean, you just had everything going on for women that loves God, and we felt that we were free to be who we wanted to be, and we didn't have to worry about if we wanted to bring our children or grandchildren. It was a safe space, too. And so, Jennifer, do us a favor and tell us, before we talk about the Christian Women's Expo, I like people to know, who is the person that's putting this on? So who is Jennifer Williams? Who is you, honey?
Oh, goodness. I am Jennifer Williams, a very humble individual that's glad that the Lord is using me in many areas in my life. You're talking about from being an evangelist to being a first lady to being a graphic designer to being a creative, an organizer, a wife, a mother, so many hats, just like so many other women that I wear.
And so when you think about the Christian Women's Expo, this ain't no just little project, this major. But how did you start the Christian Women's Expo? What made you say, I'm going to do something grand at the Cook Convention Center, the Renaissance Center? Because what I saw last year was very grand. It's some stuff that I see when I'm in Atlanta or when I was in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And even in Baltimore, I mean, the layout was like, what you say, girl? This is Hollywood, Memphis. So kind of tell us the origin of it.
Well, you know, hey, I certainly thank you for that. And it was certainly a work to do. But I will tell you that, let me tell you about the power of words, what we speak, life and death really is in the power of the tongue, and what we believe what we believe that God says that we can do it. And when we begin to execute it, it can come to life. But I'll tell you, the Christian Women's Expo started out as a fashion show. I did a fashion show at my church for a few years. Every single year it got bigger. And I think the last one had about 300 or 400 women there. One lady said to me, "Honey, this was so good that you could have had it at the Cook Convention Center." Now, of course, we know now that the Cook Convention Center is now the Renaissance Center. But at that time, that's what it was. And when this lady spoke those words to me, the exact thing that came in my mouth, I said, "What?" So you know what? I stepped out on faith and did it. I began to do my research. I had never done an expo before, but I believed the word of the Lord. So I began to do my research. I began to jump out there on faith to see what it is that I needed to do. The very next year after that fashion show, I took that show to the Renaissance Center. And I'll tell you this, it was always the Christian Women's Expo, because that's what the Lord gave me. However, that year I called it the Woman's Day Out Extravaganza. Being why? Because I said, if I put the word Christian on it, people may not want to come. That's the first lie that the enemy will try to tell you. So yeah, I'm not going to preach on this thing, but that's the first lie. But I had an amazing turnout, still had a lot of people to come to this event. It was sponsored by Burger King, a bonding company, all Channel 5 sponsored it at that time. It was all kinds of things. Same setup. We had the fashion show, but it was one day that time. Well, we had the fashion show, gospel concerts, all of those things. But the next time that I had it, I did change the name to the Christian Women's Expo, and it still did good. Throughout the pandemic, of course, you know, the pandemic came, so we didn't have it for a few years. But when that was over, and I got a notification that it was time to come on back.
Yeah.
Came on back. And I tell you, Talisa, when we came back, it was better and bigger than before.
You know, one thing I want you to help, especially the women that's listening to this, because sometimes the enemy plays tricks on, I can say on our heads, right? Because I know I'm a woman, and sometimes the enemy will play tricks and say, if you talk too much about God, you ain't going to get the response, right? And I'm at this point in my life, I'm just unapologetic about what I say, right? Can't nobody make me tell anything different. Baby, I love God and I love him for real. Or blind period. I ain't trying to go into other stuff, right? Because even in my mental health practice, and you know, we have lawfully say higher power, and I say, but my higher power is Jesus the Christ.
Jesus Christ. So, right.
Ain't got no beef with yours, but just respect mine.
Come on now.
We don't be in the same space together.
That's right.
So kind of help the women understand that if God gives you something, if he tells you to say a name, don't be wary that if people won't receive it, because I believe everything that God has already said, he already has provided for us. Just got to trust him throughout.
That's right. So what I will say is this, when God gives you vision, he gives you provision. When he sends a word to you, his word says that word will not return unto him void, but it will perform. It will prosper whereto he sent it. Yeah. So if God gives you something, he's not a man that he should lie. So he's not going to take back what he said. And the thing about it is, I had to learn, I'm not going to be ashamed about God, because I don't want him to be ashamed about me. You understand? So what I had to do after he whooped me for not having the name that he told me, I went ahead and I changed that name, and I did what he told me to do. And when I began to walk and operate in obedience, that's when the major blessings come. That's when the bigger scale event came. That's when more vision came to me. That's when more ideas came. That's when more help came that I needed. And when he gives you vision, he gives you provision. And he will also provide everything that you need. A lot of us don't want to step out of faith because we don't have enough money. We feel like we don't have enough help. But if God said it, he has to perform what he said, and he has to give you what you need to carry out what he told you to do.
Yes.
Otherwise, what is he doing? He's not a liar. So he's going to do exactly what he said. We just have to make sure that we are elevating our faith. And once he tells us what to do, go ahead and get to work, because faith without works is dead.
Show up.
Go ahead and step out there.
She'd have preached and helped. And just like you heard that.
I was trying not to.
You did. What's in us just comes out. Uh-huh. Women, I'm telling you, this event is mm-hmm. not for you just to survive. Mm-hmm. You will thrive and you'll be empowered. This event, you all, let me go ahead and tell y'all, it's happening this Saturday, this Sunday, yes. at the Agri Center International. Mm-hmm. 10 to 5 on Saturday. A whole day of fun. And I'm going to tell you about all the good stuff that we got going on, right? Mm-hmm. Sunday, 12 to 5, another power packed day of a lot of things going on. So you get out of church, swoop right down there. Get the time. That way we can go to church and get our word and we leave church, us and our girlfriends and our sisters, and come down mm-hmm. to expo. I love it. So kind of talk about these panels, because like I said, you'll get empowerment. You mm-hmm. have the Christian, you have women in business, you have women in ministry, and you have a course, thank you, that I'm hosting your health panel. But kind of talk about some of these panels that these women of inspiration mm-hmm. and empowerment, they'll walk away from.
Yeah, so what you're getting, we also, in addition to fun, we also want to make sure that we're giving information, that we're giving encouragement to women who may not feel like they're in a place that they want to be. And maybe they just don't know some things. So this is why we include the forums and the panels. So you have the Women in Business Leadership, that this year is going to be hosted by Fox 13's Darcy Thomas. She'll be there. We have Avantina Durham that's going to be there as one of the panelists. Amanda Avery, she's a magazine editor. And you have one other lady, Stacey Brooks, who's also a CEO of a company. So what they're going to do, they're going to give you insight on how to start a business. You'll hear testimonies from them on how they started their business, what they're currently going through, how they are thriving, how this business is being a blessing to them. You'll get information and insight on what it is that you could do for women who want to start their own business. And encouragement for those who are currently in business who feel like they may be going over some little stumbling blocks right now.
And let me tell you, women, don't be jacked up if you're going through. I have been in business mm-hmm. 30 years, and I tell anybody, baby, I can give you the good, the bad, mm-hmm. and it's showing up in some real ugly. But if you stay faithful to God, God is always faithful to you. So I yes, love yes. that. And so Women in Ministry, it is hosted by my sister, y'all. Mm-hmm. Dr. T. Free, Tanita Free. We kind of talk about this because she's shown up as an amazing pastor of the Gathering Place.
The Gathering Place.
That's doing great things, y'all. I'm telling mm-hmm. you, she's doing great things. Kind of talk about that panel.
Let me tell you something. We'll talk about this panel, but I first want to talk about how Dr. Tanita Freeman showed out on last year. I've never seen a panel discussion that ended up in altar call and people were slain all out of in the Renaissance Center. They were shouting. They were really giving God the praise. And I mean, he really had his way. But however, the Women in Ministry leadership panel is something we come together and talk about. There's a lot of women in ministry. Some of them are being elevated. Some of them are being complacent. Some of them are still struggling in their mind with what God has told them to do. Some of them are still looking for direction. So we come together and we talk about those different things. I think last year we talked about, hey, should women be pastors and all those things? Because we're still dealing with that in this day and time. So it's a lot of things that we deal with as it pertains to ministry. But when you leave there, if you're a woman that's in ministry, you will be encouraged, you'll be inspired, and you'll be empowered to run on to see what the end is going to be. But I do want to tell you who our panelists are. We have Lady Sheila Floyd, from Pastor Sheila Floyd, your sister from over there at Pursuit of God. We have Doris Riley. We also have Julia Hall Bibbs, who's an amazing prophetess. These women are going to come in and talk to you about women in ministry leadership, how things are going, give you some information about, hey, you know, sometimes it's just like business, Talisa, it's a struggle in ministry sometimes. So you'll be able to relate and get that kind of information, encouragement as well.
And I love you have such a diverse of women, right? Because you have women that has started their own churches. You have single pastors, you have married pastors, you got widow pastors, but you have women that knows all the things again in ministry, good, bad, and ugly. Because y'all tell you, ministry ain't always as pretty as people be, right? And these women are all I know is going to tell be their authentic self. So women, if you are in ministry and you're struggling and you're feeling like you're not really moving the way you need to move, the needle just ain't moving, and you're in ministry and you're thinking they're not using me, so I need to start my own church. Well, I mean, whatever it is, you need, first of all, get you a female mentor that's going to be real with you. Yeah, I'm telling y'all, mentors work. I have mentors in every area of my life. So do that. And then, of course, the health, and I'll just tell y'all, the health panel, of course, I'm all about how do women be healthy, mind, body, and soul. And so we'll kick that off. So I definitely hope to see each and every one of y'all there that Sunday at, I think, 1:30. So when you get out of church, I told you, come on down. And let's have a good conversation, all right? But not only that, y'all, there is some music. So Choir Fest, talk about the Choir Festival.
Choir Fest is something that we always include. People love the choir. We love gospel music. Gospel music is always going to be authentic to the Christian. That's what we get empowered, we get encouraged, we worship with that. So we are going to have an array of artists, an array of choirs on next Saturday. We got Dare Pettis and his choir, Strength and Praise. We got Josh Bracey and Power Anointed, Billy Rivers and the Angelic Voices of Faith. Okay, come on, we know them. These are some major powerhouses you're talking about.
And Jeffrey Williams.
Jeffrey Williams and the Voice of Inspiration, who I just so happen to be married to, but he's an amazing artist. Yeah. I'm also a part of that choir because you know what, ladies, even though I may have my own business and all those things, you still have to be supportive. So we have that as well. Pam Armour and the Memphis Shop. We got some other singers, Andrew Knox, and we have some wonderful ladies that are going to come out on that Sunday. It is going to be absolutely amazing.
Wow. I'm telling y'all, the music. Y'all listen, the music is going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. Seminars and masterclasses, y'all. Woman to woman, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. This Daniel Pastor Samantha West. Drop the mic. Pam, talk about this. We got woman to woman and the whole wife based on, y'all, my sister, Pastor. Yeah. Pastor Prophetess Tanisha Holiday, where she opens her love up with her and her boo and her two babies. I absolutely love that. Because she's a whole wife. She ain't a half wife. She a whole wife. Kind of talk about those master class.
Yeah, so the woman to woman is going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to talk about the strength of a woman. Talks about sisterhood, how we can unite. It's going to give you things, little nuggets and tidbits of what it is to be a woman. What it is to be a woman and be able to help out and relate to another woman. Mm-hmm. Pastor Samantha is absolutely amazing. She is going to give you great information, and it's going to bring about a major camaraderie between the women that are in that room if you take this woman-to-woman seminar class.
Y'all, I'm telling y'all, it's not over. It's still so much more to do. Then you got a fashion show. You know, y'all remember she started with the little fashion show? Mm-hmm. That's a big fashion. She ain't doing nothing little because she serve a big, big God. She got a big fashion show. Dillard's First Lady Fashion Show. Talk about it. First Lady Jennifer Williams.
Yes. So I used to be a part of this group where we did a First Ladies Fashion Show, but I decided to go ahead and take it over here to the expo. You're talking about you're going to be looking at being able to see First Ladies that have come from all over the city that's going to be in this show. Dillard's is sponsoring this show. So they are going to be modeling. Everything that they'll have on will come straight from Dillard's. They are also, you get an opportunity to win a $500 shopping spree. If you visit the Dillard's table, when you come to the expo, there's going to be a lot of giveaways and all those things given away during that fashion show. But you are going to love it. These ladies, they come in, they have fun, and they do absolutely great.
Let me tell y'all, last year, I was over at that dang on Dillard's booth, and I just kept buying stuff because the specials and the deals that they had at the expo, They didn't have that in the store. So I'm like, I can't wait to even do some more shopping, y'all. So I'm going to talk about the shopping too, y'all. Mm-hmm. But then you're doing something, Women of Excellence.
Yes.
Celebration honoring Memphis leaders. Mm-hmm. Talk about the vision of that. And then let's talk about who are our leaders that we're honoring.
Yes. So you have the Women of Excellence. Like I said, God has given me a minute of vision or a ministry to really want for women. So I wanted to make sure that I honor women throughout the city. And we did the same thing on last year. But the Women of Excellence is where we honor influential women that are in this city. Some of them have businesses, they have ministries, they have all kinds of things that they are doing that are contributing to their communities and things of that nature. So this year we do have 5 honorees. We have Jada Smith, we have Erica Nathan, Deidre Pryor, Melba Tate, and we have one other lady. You know, I'm doing a whole lot. Hold on, but it's a lot. I don't want to not call her name, but we have a lot. Dr. Kamikio Lewis, we have her as well.
Yeah.
These women are absolutely amazing. They do a lot of philanthropy work and all of that, those things. Absolutely amazing. And they deserve to be honored. And they were nominated by their peers.
Love it. And for those young ladies, I personally know. And so they know I'm just excited to just cheer for them. I've watched them be consistent, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of times you have people to get on and off, but those ladies, I know 4 of those I know personally, and I've seen them be consistent. And so I'm telling you, ladies, when you say, oh man, why everybody else is getting noticed? One thing, if you just stay consistent, and I tell you, be consistent to God, because he's always consistent to us. Right? Mm-hmm. And so, y'all, let me tell y'all, we got so far, this is happening on this Saturday and this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We have literally panels, women in business, women in ministry, women in health, all this health forum. You got all that. You got a choir fest. Now, y'all know it's going to be some good singing, not just singing. Bishop Durrell Pettis.
Come on now.
And paid praise. I love me some DP, baby. Billy Clippers, Avok, Josh Bracey, blessed be the name of the Lord. Jeffrey Williams. And let me tell you, it's Pam Armour. It's so many choirs going to be there. Y'all know, normally if you went to a concert for a choir fest, you would be spending a whole lot of money, just a little bit of seed for you to come.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, this masterclass is by Pastor Samantha Westbrook and Pastor Tanisha Holloway. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, those two ladies, they are the T-R-U-T-H. That's the real truth. They ain't no fake. They ain't no what you see is what you get. They unapologetically love God, love their husband, love their family, and love women. I'm telling you, you'll enjoy that. But then also, we got some sisters out here that you know for a fact that you want to know how to cook. You may need to come. Let's talk about these live demos.
Yeah.
You know, you're tired of your husband eating some cold cuts. You make him a warm meal the next day. Kind of talk about this live cooking demos.
So we have live cooking demonstration, you know, on each day, we'll have a live cooking demonstration. You have Chef Leonard Chambers. He's over from the Jumma restaurant, but he's actually a celebrity chef. He'll be there making some of his most famous dishes and showing you all how to do that. Same thing with Chef David Parsons. He's going to be there. He's also going to have his food truck there as well. So you'll get to sample some of his food. And when you're done, you can go make sure that you go and purchase some of it as well.
Yes, yes. Y'all know I'm all about the food, y'all. Not only that, the experience while you there, we have a galore of vendors. So not only are you going to be empowered, but this is just another time to shop, right?
Want to shop.
You can literally win over 2,000. You heard me. Not one, but 2,000
giveaways.
And an extra $500 shopping spree from Dillard's Brands. Talk about our vendors. What can people expect with our vendors?
So, of course, you can expect boutique vendors. We have vendors coming from out of town, women with unique and a variety of products and clothing. You'll see healthcare vendors. You'll see skincare vendors. You will see, of course, informational vendors that have great information for you with their different businesses. You know, you will see so much. You'll have food vendors, all kinds of vendors that's going to be there. You take your pick. They'll be there waiting for you.
I love it. I'm telling y'all, so that means there is something to do for not one person, but for everybody. And listen, I know that without this event, we are grateful for sponsors. And so we have Wolf Chase Toyota. They'll be showcasing some of their beautiful vehicles.
Yes.
I know y'all ready to get you something new, right? So all you gotta do is let Wolf Chase Toyota help you. So kind of talk about, why is Wolf Chase Toyota invested in supporting this Christian Women Expo?
You know what? Wolf Chase Toyota came through last year and they absolutely love it. They believe in what we're doing. As a matter of fact, the representative there that I spoke with, he called me. He said, hey, we want to come down. We want to pray with some women. We want to do all of that. We want to showcase our cause. So you know what? We made a major connection on last year and they wanted to come back and be a part this year.
That is truly a blessing, because many women, you are looking to say, man, I don't want to have to go to a dealership without a man. I need my brother, my deacon, my pastor. But you know that if you go into a dealership that stands on godly principles, they're going to treat you right. They're going to do it right, right? Because the Holy Ghost ain't going to let them mistreat you. Ladies, check out your next new vehicle. What you was going to say?
And they're being very strategic. They are sending female representatives down. They're sending their best women down to come out and talk to you all. So if you're saying you got to have a man with you, they got some capable women to come down there and speak with you.
Absolutely. And I love it. Absolutely. So let me tell y'all, this Christian Women's Expo is happening on this weekend. Listen, July 26th and 27th. On that Saturday, you have all day from 10 a.m. in the morning to 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Yes. Or you can come Sunday directly at the church from noon until 5 and just experience great stuff. My God, it's so many different things, Jennifer, for people to experience. I was hoping I didn't leave anything out.
I don't believe you left anything out. We went through everything. Just to let them know there will be something going on for everyone each day.
I love it. Is there anything for the children to do? Is children okay to come? Because you know, some mommies try to say, well, I got to find a babysitter. Bring that little 6, 7, 8, little 10, 15-year-old little girl and let her experience and meet some other women.
No, ma'am. Bring your children with you. I am a mother. I was a young mother. I know how it is. So, no, bring your children with you. We're ready to receive them.
You know what? I'm glad when you say you was a young mother. And I want to tell y'all, especially young women, when you see even from the women in ministry, I believe even one of those women is going to tell you something, how to be a better mother. Right? Yes. Because sometimes nobody giving us a blueprint, especially if you didn't have a true example of what you're supposed to do as a mother, what you're supposed to do as a wife, and not having that blueprint. But now you may be able to meet somebody that's open to share their heart, right? Yes. You just said you was a young mother, but look at you now.
Yes. And with that, there's women there who can show you how to balance this. You gotta, especially if you're a woman in ministry leadership, you gotta know how to balance this thing. And there's people that can come there and try to give you a blueprint on that.
Yeah. Cause it's a balancing act, y'all. If I have people, Lady Jennifer always said, Talisa, how do you do so much? I say, cause you have to manage your time. Cause if you don't manage your time, somebody else will, and you will never get anything accomplished.
There you go.
Times, and the enemy women that you're listening to me on 91.7, or you're listening to me throughout the concourse, will tell you that on Sundays is your only day of rest, and you don't have time to go to church. And then your children are in the room playing the PlayStation or whatever. But then when challenges start hitting your child, you don't understand why. Well, let me help you get them into a Bible-based church, and you can. and let them get in a community of believers that can help you master being a parent. Because sometimes it's hard. You know, I said a lot in the church, I'm on the pulpit, ladies, we can't help your baby if you let them stay at home. Bring the babies out. So we don't have to wait to lay at the altar for them when we could already been praying and fighting the spiritual, fighting the demonic demons with spirituality, right? That you will not get to our kids. Because right now, there's so many different devices to get our children off base.
And they know how to get on. You talking about it, 2 or 3 years old, they know how to access whatever it is they want to access on the internet. But I always ask a lot of mothers who, when they come to church without their children, why are you here getting God and leaving your babies at home and your children are not? Because who is fighting off the demons at home when you're not there?
That's right.
Bring your children so they can get just as much as God as you have.
Absolutely. So y'all, let me tell you, that's why you got to get in a community of believers. That's why you got to get connected to people that love God and love each other. And this Christian Women's Expo, you don't know, you may be the sister that you've been praying to be connected to. Because the Bible says, who is my brother or sister? He that do the will of the Father. Somebody is out there saying, I just need a sister to talk to. I just need that, right? Well, you ain't gonna get it at home, girl. And you probably ain't gonna get that work with Negative Nancy's next to your cubicle.
You
need somebody. You could be like, girl, Negative Nancy on me. And then we start speaking against it, right?
You got to find that.
You have a community of believers that believe God and believe in you.
That's right.
I tell people I don't have friends that tolerate me no more, right? I've been there, done that. Listen, you ain't got to tolerate Talisa. If you can't celebrate me and I can't celebrate you, then what are we doing?
What are we doing? And that's one of the things I wanted to do with the Christian Women's Expo. The whole thing, Talisa, is about celebrating sisterhood.
Yeah.
Celebrating women. Let's come together. We're in this thing together. We are not fighting.
Yes.
We are together.
I love it. I love it. Well, I tell you, this has been such an amazing. How can people stay connected to all things Lady Jennifer Williams, all things to the Christian Women Expo? But y'all know y'all can always go to my page and get out. But tell me how they can stay connected.
You can always follow me on Facebook at Jennifer Williams. It's probably facebook.com. I think it's / Jennifer Williams, but you can always look me up as Jennifer Williams. You can go to jenniferwilliams.org and find me as well. In terms of staying in contact, learning what we'll have going on with the Christian Women's Expo, you can always go to christianwomensexpo.com or to the Facebook page, facebook.com/ Christian Women's Expo.
All right. Well, listen, y'all, I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. Thank you so much, Lady Jennifer Williams of the Christian Women's Expo. Listen, y'all, I want you all to make sure that we stay connected. And remember this. Remember, I love you, baby. Absolutely, positively love you. And there is nothing you can do about it. Make this day, make this moment, make this second the best ever. And learn how to be the best version of you, because everybody else is already taken. And remember to love on yourself and love God and make sure you be good to each other. And keep it locked right here to your favorite radio station in Concord is 91.7 WYXR. Until next week, same time, same place. Let's have a talk. Talisa Franklin. Be blessed is my prayer for you.
There's a sadness here inside my heart. I didn't realize it would hurt so much for us to be apart. Can you forgive me, my love? To you.
Hi, this is Logan Shaw with the Memphis Listening Lab, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
This is Mike from Somewhere There. Tune in every Wednesday from 6 to 7. We'll go on a journey across genres and decades, only here at WYXR, 91.7 FM Memphis.
WYXR.
So damn.
This is Mark Mayer, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Are you sure? I got a double play tonight. It really cuts good. I'm a cross cut saw. Just bury me in the wood. I'm a cross cut saw. Just drag me across the lawn. I cut your wood so easy for you. But you can't help but say I know. Look out there. That really cuts good. You know I'm a cross cut saw. Just bury me in the wood. I'm a cross cut saw. Just drag me across the lawn. I cut your wood so easy for you. You can't help but say I don't. I did this.
Hi, this is Natalie Hoffman, and you're listening to WIXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Shake! Everybody say it. Shake! Early in the morning, late in the evening, in the midnight hour, when the time going bad now. Shake with the feeling, shake with the feeling. Listen while I talk to you now. Tell you what I'm gonna do now. Got some new things going around there. I tell you what, putting it down now. You move your body all around you. Just shake, oh, gone, gone, baby, now. Oh, that's the way you're doing it. Shake, shake, and take it, baby. Shake it like a bowl of soup, yeah. Let it go loop-de-loop, yeah. Put your hand on the hip now.